classics of today. This is the music of the hour, the music with a feel. We're talking, there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the new wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrilled to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around.
Put on the record, let's go. from the 1977 album Skull Wars. That was the Pirates and All in This Together. The Plimsolls gave us Hush Hush from their 1981 full-length debut. Began this evening with Creedence Clearwater Revival, Cosmos Factory album, 1970, and Ramble Tamble. Good evening, one and all. You are listening to Revolt Into Style here on the Summit FM. My name is Dave Swanson, host for the program every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., playing all sorts of rock and or roll-oriented material. Right now we're going to head over to Cleveland, one of the greatest bands of the era from which they came, late 70s, early 80s. These are the Wild Giraffes.
Hello, who's that speaking, please?
Time that bolting in the
And that was Ramones from Road to Ruin, 1978, and Don't Come Close. The Kinks from the Face-to-Face album, 1966, and Party Line, one of my all-time favorite Kinks albums. Ray Davis just celebrating his 82nd birthday this last week. Had Mod Lang from their Borrowed Time album released early this year, and Kokomoda. Began with the Wild Giraffes from a compilation album that came out a few years back called Live and Later. Came out as a CD and an LP with different tracks on each. And that was a previously unreleased studio recording called Good as Gold. Right now, brand new music from Haircut 100. Their debut album, Pelican West, released 40-plus years ago. I think it was 1982. So 44 years ago. And now they have the follow-up. There was an album in between there, but it was hodgepodge of recordings, and leader Nick Hayward had already left the group. So this is the second proper album. The album is called Boxing the Compass, and this is Come Back to Me.
Sometimes I don't believe it's Into This is Revolt into Style.
I have made several experiments, and I have come to this conclusion.
You're listening to The Summit with your host, Dave Swanson.
She says she loves you.
Yeah!
Yeah? Yeah. She loves you.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Revolt into Style on The Summit FM.
Yeah!
Was The Undertones with Hypnotized. Before that, Holly Golightly with a song called Hypnotized. And brand new music from Graham Coxon of Blur, an album called Castle Park just released. And that was Billy Says. And began that set with new music from Haircut 100, the album Boxing the Compass. And the song we heard was Come Back to Me. Also just released last week. You're listening to Revolt into Style here on the Summit FM. One more set of music for you this evening. Going to kick it off with this band who are in town tomorrow evening over at the Beachland Tavern. And it should be a rollicking, fun evening. The band is The Darts. And this is from their Boomerang album. Came out a year or two ago. Song called Hang Around.
Down.
go to the spot that I am thinking of. You will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Highway.
Changing colors. a crocodile cries. People rubbing elbows, but never touching eyes. Taking off their masks, revealing still another guise. Genuine imitation eyes. People buying happiness and manufactured fun. Everybody's doing what everybody's done. You count on lots of people who can only count to genuine imitation life. But it's solitaire they play. Everybody's rainbows, dressed in different shades of gray. It's a lovely place to visit. Genuine imitation life.
released in January of 1969. That was the Four Seasons and the title track from Genuine Imitation Life Gazette, a concept album of sorts. Why not get in on the game at the time? And Bob Gaudio, the musical director behind the Four Seasons, would take that same team, basically, and the following year release a similar themed album with Frank Sinatra called Watertown.
Beware of the blob, it creeps.
One of the more unusual records in the Four Seasons catalog, for sure. Before that, the debut single from Rain Parade, back to 1982. And Look What She's Done to Your Mind. Had new music from Chris Stamey. Has a brand new album out called Modernism. And that was his version of a song recorded by Archie Blyer back in 1954. The song is called Hernando's Hideaway. Started out with The Darts and Hang Around. And they will be in town at the Beachland tomorrow evening. And that was Holly Cook from an album just released earlier this year called Shy Girl in Dub. And that was a song called Shy Dub. Before that, back to 1971 with Baby Huey and Listen to Me. Began with Augustus Pablo and Rockers Rock, back to 1974. Good evening to all. You are listening to Positively Soul Street. Here on the Summit FM. My name is Dave Swanson, your host for the show. Every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m., playing all sorts of soul, funk, jazz, reggae, etc., mixed into one big stew. Right now, back to 1968, the Staple Singers, and Stay With Us.
Take your head, boy.
And that was Rufus Thomas, Stax Records, and So Hard to Get Along With. Funkadelic from the self-titled debut album, 1970, and Good Old Music. Began that set with the Staple Singers and Stay With Us from 1968 and Over Easy.